But first, a report into homelessness is raising the alarm today about a lack of services for older Australians. The Australian Housing and Urban Research Institute has found that what it calls life shocks are leading to a surge in the number of older Australians experiencing homelessness. And with almost a third of people over 55 living on less than $400 a week, support groups are calling for urgent action. Thomas Arete has our report.
Janet Commons lives on the Gold Coast and she has decades of experience in admin work. But at the age of 58, she says it seems to count for nothing.
I've had, since the 20th of July, 143 job applications and 11 interviews. One of those interviews said, was I able to cope with full-time hours because of my age? And one of the interviews asked me, would I be able to make it up the stairs to their office?
It's been a struggle. Her Centrelink payment doesn't cover everything, so she's sticking to the essentials.
I'm usually a really positive person and, you know, put it out to the universe that something will happen soon. But there are days that I really struggle with where am I going to end up.
Janet Commons says she at least has a roof over her head, but she can understand why many Australians her age and older are finding themselves without one.
No doubt that that's happening. There has been occasions where I haven't even been able to get my lease fee to, you know, stay there and I think, oh, I'm going to have to sell and what lies ahead.
Of all the Australians experiencing homelessness, one in every seven is 55 years or older, and it's getting worse. In fact, the number of Australians aged over 65 experiencing homelessness jumped by 30% between 2011 and 2016. It's a trend Fiona York has seen firsthand in her role as Executive Officer of the Housing for the Aged Action Group based in Victoria.
We are seeing an increasing waiting list for our services. We have a very small team and they do a fantastic job. We house about over 100 people per year. However, we do have a wait list now that we never had before. We are seeing more and more people coming to us at crisis point.
According to the Australian Housing and Urban Research Institute, the system of supporting older people who experience homelessness is fragmented, poorly resourced and unable to provide long-term solutions. Professor Andrew Beer from the University of South Australia is one of the report's authors.
Jobs have got less stable, households have got less stable with more people divorcing or separating through their relationship, but also it has a lot to do with the fact that fewer people are getting into home ownership and staying there. And also, Generation X is actually bigger than generation we refer to as the baby boom generation. And so we're going to have 50 years, we have a very large older population. And if even a small proportion of those are at risk of homelessness, we're going to have a tsunami of homelessness amongst our aged population.
The report states that out of the 1,500 homelessness services nationally, only three are specialist services for older people. Fiona York says that's the key problem.
We're hearing from other states and across the country that everybody's in this position, that they're finding it really difficult to cope with the increasing demand.
Ian Yates is the chief executive of the advocacy group COTA Australia.
More and more older Australians are on Newstart. It is the largest growth area in Newstart and there are hundreds of thousands of unemployed older people. There are also mature age unemployed people who are not on Newstart because of its fairly draconian means testing, who then get into trouble with housing either due to rental or indeed not being able to keep up with mortgage payments.
National Seniors Australia says pension poverty is becoming a critical issue, with older Australians who are renting their homes finding it increasingly tough. Chief Advocate Ian Henschke.
Housing's becoming a big issue in Australia. It used to be that older Australians owned their own home, but more and more Australians now are entering their later years renting, paying high rents and being unable to pay mortgages off because they're still paying mortgages off.
For Janet Commons on the Gold Coast, it's the disparity within Australia that really hits home.
I think sometimes what people spend on a dinner for two out at a restaurant would be my groceries for a fortnight.
That's senior Australian Janet Commons, that report from Thomas Arete.